Hi, it's me, Rami Tshweni, and welcome to Chatting Change, a lively conversation about how to navigate some of life's big change moments with my inimitable co-host, Nhlakanipho Manqele. In this episode, we joined at the kitchen table by Fefe Khemesi. She chats with us about how to have difficult money conversations with a significant other. Chatting Change is made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
So which word do you prefer? Do you prefer the term cohabitation or fat and set?
Fat and set.
Why?
Because that's what it is.
But it's so violent.
You're fatting and you're set. It's not violent. That's how it is. That's what we call it. You are fatting and you are sitting. Basically, you are not getting married, but you decide to live together. And that's what you talk about. Most people are against it, especially in my culture. You know, everyone goes like,
in our culture,
we don't believe in fatting and setting because we just think that you're going to waste each other's time.
But the new age believes in cohabitation. They believe, Uguti, we need to see how things are going to pan out before we go in.
Because they feel like they need to know each other first and get to see each other's bad habits.
But isn't that
and
better?
Good habits. Well, it depends. It depends. That is why we have Fefe today. To come and talk to us about her experience because, you know, she is a cohabitator.
Or not a fat and setter.
Yeah, she's a fat and setter as
all
well.
Right.
You know, but we know that in black families, you don't do that. And there's a saying when they go like, hey, mushimani, itlaha, mpolele mana, awanyala, khoza ujahela. Basically, are you going to get married or are you just going to eat the cookie for free?
Hey, let's not eat any cookies for free, guys. We even pay for them at shops. But let's hear what Fefe has to say.
Absolutely.
Cohabitation. So now living with a partner that you're not married with. How do you feel about that? What's your take on that?
Well, in my situation, we were very heavily in love.
Okay.
Very head over heels. So it was just the next step. You know, it was just like a sleepover that never ended.
Yeah.
And we ended up just having to just stay together. It just made sense.
Financial sense?
Financial sense, yo. Ish. At the time, probably. But obviously, you know, when your head is in the clouds, you don't actually rationalize a lot of the thoughts.
Yeah.
Or even the finances. It becomes a very, almost like an eggshell type of topic to actually, you know, walk around.
Yeah.
You don't actually address who does what until you actually have to do it.
Yeah, because this rent or bond, this water lies, someone has to buy groceries, and then someone has to, you know, pay for little things in the house. And how do you decide, okay, since we're living together, and I will be the one taking the big chunk of the bills?
Yes.
And even before we get to the bills, how do you decide whose house you're going to live at?
If you both have
a place. For my side, we actually stayed at my place first, and then our family grew bigger, so we had to get another place that was obviously bigger, and then we just shared the finances just halfway. So whatever we did, houses expenses, we actually shared that halfway. But then obviously there are things that, you know, you pay for yourself because, you know, you are that girl.
Yeah.
Your car, your medical aid. But
Yeah, but then it does get a bit gray. There's like a lot of gray areas.
Yes.
Because now, I know a friend of mine stayed with her boyfriend. Mm. They lived together for 10 years.
Wow.
And then when they broke up, she had her own place.
Okay.
And she was she got a tenant for her place.
Yes.
And then she lived with her boyfriend.
Yes.
And then he was the one paying the bond. Yeah. And she was the one handling basic things, electricity, groceries, and all of that. And then when they broke up, he sent her a statement of what now she must pay, of what she must pay back.
Yeah. So it was all on credit at the time.
Well, it looks like because I think he figured that, you know what, in fact, you owe me half of the...
Yeah.
So you owe rent because your house, a tenant has been paying for your house.
Yeah.
So your house is up to date and now I have a bit of debt, so let's cut it up into pieces. Yeah. Like, how do you decide? Like, for instance, when you break up and then someone moves out, how do you go like, okay, I know we bought the TV together.
Yeah.
Does the TV stay? Does the TV go?
Does one take the remote and...
Yeah, you will.
One location.
You will go present.
Point at this now.
How about that? You don't have a remote, you know. But then, how do you split that?
The assets that we bought together, we actually split those. But then there were assets as well that he also kept that I also took as well. So it was just like If we bought two couches, you have one, I have one.
Wow. So there's a set that has been separated in life.
Why must the set suffer, guys? The set was made to be together.
No one could buy anybody out.
No, no one could buy anyone out. It was like, okay, we have two couches, one brown, one white, which you prefer.
Wow. Oh,
okay. So it wasn't like a whole set going together.
Yes, yes. I went through the whole cohabitation thing as well before I got married to my wife. Yeah, I think we wanted to find out how it's like to live together before we actually commit to living together forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And because she was a 9-to-5 and I am a freelance artist, she paid for the monthly things that came, and then I was the lavish stuff. So if there's anything big that we needed to buy, I'm the one who bought that. We even had a system of if we're buying things on credit, so to speak, I would pay the first half completely, and then the other half would be paid monthly as per normal. So we had, because I had that income coming in.
You see, there's a difference because you're not just you were not just a freelancer. You're a freelancer that worked, not a freelancer and a freeloader.
Yes, not a freeloader.
You know that people will be like, I am sending, what are those things that the BEE people like? I'm sending proposals.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And a person is just sitting at home doing absolutely nothing. And when it gets, what happens, like the emotional journey, when it starts getting uncomfortable, when you realize that, you know what, I like you, but I actually don't like you that much. I don't like you that to the point that I want you in my space forever.
Mm.
Or like just you leave everything on the floor. Because when you live together, you start seeing all these habits. Noticing. Because when we're dating, you know, I come looking good,
of
you
course.
Come looking good.
Best behavior.
I don't know what you left at your house, you don't know what I left at my house. Mm-hmm. Now everything is in your face.
Yeah.
That is very true. Obviously, like, the bad habits start coming out, you know, the stuff that irritates me or the stuff that he got irritated with regarding myself as well. And now we've got kids and now, you know, everything is just everywhere. So, you know, you're constantly trying to be the person who's trying to, you know, collect everything from the floor, do the dishes, do this, baby help with this, baby help with that, you know. So it does put a strain on the relationship, especially if you guys don't sit down and, like, address things from the very onset as to what is expected of each partner.
Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. I remember my family members or my in-laws set me down. So there was a problem of us, obviously, as the black community, we're not big on cohabitating without actually going through the traditional things.
Mm.
So my in-laws sat me down and had the talk of what are your intentions, because we had been cohabitating for a while.
Yeah.
That actually led to us wanting to get married sooner. I mean, we didn't get married the way that we wanted to, big lavish wedding, which we're still planning. All of you people are invited.
did you just like punch your own wedding that is
on
still
social
coming?
Media.
Yeah. follow the hashtag.
Yeah, follow the hashtag wedding. Cohabitation ends now. Yeah. but how did that feel with you? Did you not get any slack from your family?
Okay. So with my first, we actually moved in while I was pregnant with my firstborn.
Okay.
So the lobola happened during then. So obviously our parents were opposed to us living together from that point.
Yeah.
But we're like, we're going to get married anyway. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
We have a child on the way. So let it just all, you know, flow the way that it actually needs to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, my father's a very traditional guy. Tepo's parents are also quite traditional as well. Yeah. So it was a very tough decision, but we were very stubborn as well. We're like, we're doing this. We want to do this.
Yeah.
So
irregardless,
it's happening.
Yeah.
Irregardless, it's happening.
Yeah. Oksala.
Yeah, Oksala. but, okay, now, you move in together.
Yes.
With a plan of getting married.
Yes.
There's a baby on the way.
Yes. Yeah.
And now everything looks like it's going to work out.
Yes.
Then there's a second baby. Then it falls apart, flat. Because once you know, because with black families, once the lobola is done, you're technically married, you know? And then next thing, the plan...
The
railway.
You may have been saving for the wedding, but second baby arrives and you're like, well then, okay.
Yeah.
And then what now we are everything. Here. Like, I mean, like, what made you come to the decision? Or both of you, or Wayne, not by yourself, Wayne, like, you know what? It's actually not working. Certain elements that you don't like, you can live with. Certain elements that he didn't like, he could live with.
Yeah.
But then when it came to the point that, in fact, no, you know what, it's not working out. And was it like a mutual thing? Or was it one-sided? When someone's like, baby, I'm sore, I'm going to try my level best.
For me, it was actually a very difficult decision to make because, obviously, I had the two kids to consider, very small kids to consider. And I actually chose myself for once. I was like, my sanity actually and my mental health really matters more to me than having to build a perfect picture, which actually isn't so perfect.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, judgments aside, I was like, I have to just choose myself because otherwise I'm going to go mad because I'm no longer happy.
Yeah. Yeah. But would you do it again if you found someone who's like, listen, Fefe, I am completely in love with you. I want us to live together.
Yeah.
Would you go the cohabiting route?
Or do you have...
Or would you rather like, babes, I want a wedding, meet me at the altar.
Do you have contracts actually, already lined up for the next person?
For the next person?
Imagine.
Not actually. I think I'm actually against the idea of cohabiting.
Wow.
Because I actually wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't do it again.
Because of your experience?
Because of my experience.
Okay.
And because there's just so many, you know, things that people don't say from the onset, you know, because you are still fluffy. It's still candy floss and roses and rainbows.
Yeah.
And the tough conversations are very hard to actually get out.
To initiate,
because from, you know, you keep walking around them. You're
and
like,
hoping it will work
you
out.
Know. Yeah. So I don't think it's something I'll actually venture into. Not in the future.
Do you know anyone who has had successful cohabitation besides me?
Today you're on the run.
Personally, no. Hey,
really?
Personally, no. I think everyone that I've known, or everyone that is in a relationship or marriage, has done it by the book.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I tried. It didn't work. So anyway.
As we sip our tea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll join.
Okay, but let's talk about the advantages of cohabiting.
Yeah.
You know, that security of knowing that, you know what, if I am late, I come back home later than expected, someone is going to be there, they're going to cook, we're going to, the kids will have daddy around to run around, the kids are happy, you guys are together, building a family, two-parent home kind of vibe.
There's at least one parent available for any activity. Yeah.
No, there were like, of course, there were very, very great moments because we're still very good friends till today. And I think that family, I'm very, very grateful because not a lot of people can actually walk away from such a situation and be like, we are okay, as like co-parents. Mm. We had great moments in the house. It was nice to come home, to a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
Or baby, I'll bath the kids today. Let's watch movies and just sit on the couch and just be bums on the couch, you know.
Yeah.
It was nice. Like, you know, you're waking up to somebody in the morning, you know, snuggles, laughing,
morning
playing around the house, you know, all that stuff.
Candlelight,
wine, you know, balcony nights, bright nights, you name it.
All of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we absolutely had fantastic.
So you guys had a friendship?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we still maintain the friendship. The friendship. Yeah.
I think that is absolutely beautiful when you're able to walk away and realize that, you know what, the good times are so cool that we are okay to still, you know, have
to
a very...
Be in each other's
and
spaces,
also with two kids that I don't think you wouldn't want them to see, you wouldn't want them to not see their dad.
No, I would
You know, because they're crazy about their father.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and he's crazy about them. And then you have to allow that. Okay, I don't know, but let's wait until you get to another fluffy situation, marshmallow situation, all roses situation, and you actually realize, you know what? What is the point in paying two bonds when we can bond and have
you
one?
You know what I'm saying.
I know. I don't think I'll ever get to the point. But, you know, you can never determine
can
the
never
future.
Say never.
You can never say never.
Never.
But you will get married if it happened.
If it happened, probably not.
If your child comes with the idea?
You don't believe in union?
Yeah, in the legal union of marriage.
Really?
Yeah, not even like the union of the minds. Or
maybe the union of the minds
like
and the spirits. And,
but the unions of the individuals,
not the white wedding vibe, not the signing of, no, I don't believe
if your children come wanting to do that, would you advise them against it?
Not at all. I mean, I think everyone has to walk their journey. If my kids come and tell me, Mom, I want to do this, absolutely.
You'll
baby,
give them
go
the advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'll basically share experience.
The only thing you can do as a parent is just to guide. Hey? You can't dictate.
Absolutely.
Of course. That's something that should be spoken.
And
about.
Did you get a we told you so moment?
Ooh, you know, family will always try.
Guys, you know, family.
Hi. But I have a very, very supportive family, you know. They still maintain, you know, the relationship that they had previously with him and myself and also vice versa. So it is quite a comfortable situation. It's not awkward.
Yeah.
And that is cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, well done, Fifi.
Well done for walking out of that still with your head held high. It's beautiful.
And a good friendship as well. So I think that is fantastic. Mm.
And the kids can learn from that as well.
Tell me. But then is there debt that is left where you're like, hey, you left a debt here. Where like the story I was telling you about my friend, contractual.
I haven't had that much drama, to be very
that's
honest.
So cool.
I haven't had drama
at all.
Because you chose to stay away.
You were drama free.
Yeah. I was drama free. No, I don't have drama.
Okay. Is it a conscious decision you made?
No.
I want to know if she's seeing someone now.
I'm not seeing anyone right now.
Like, you're not even looking.
I am doing the self-love thing.
You're not even going to the savannah.
Nothing in the horizon.
Here,
I am this.
You're not even casting a rod and seeing.
No fishing. No fishing. I'm just
fly fishing
right now. Me, my kids.
Not even meditating,
I'm meditating here.
I'm here.
Self-love. Inner peace.
I'm going through the self-love journey of, I appreciate who you are. Spend time with yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait until it hits you again. And
until then,
we're going to come back and have this conversation again.
So,
tell us, I saw you and your cohabitant together.
I see you've taken on some fishing. How have you been?
Taking on a new sport. No. Well, never say never.
Never say never. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience. And I'm glad that it's something that, you look back on. And I think, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. We did it.
And try good
that,
stories
got
to
the
tell.
T-shirt. And then we move on because we've got such good stories to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're not bursting into tears and go like, and you're not a mess.
Oh, no.
Fantastic. I love that.
No baby mama drama.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Awesome. Not paper held.
No, you know what?
We love that. Maybe I must start looking again.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you must.
I must
start looking again.
Yeah, you must help me.
Believe.
Cheers, girl.
I'll drink to that.
Cohabitation.
I'll drink to that.
We hope you've enjoyed Chatting Change, made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes. For more needs-matched content like Chatting Change, visit changeexchange.co.za.